Today I'm starting an encouragement about infertility and straight from my experience in my life and the women around me who have gone through this. The topic of infertility and what it does in a woman's life and how it affects her. This teaching, I cannot teach anything that I have not gone through or women in my life that have gone through it as well, and billions of women around the world who've gone through it. Infertility is hard to go through, but in the end, I'm going to show you how women of the Bible went through this and how they endured and the end result. And I know we have so many questions, like, why do I have to go through this? Why does God allow it? Why me? While everybody around me is having children. Every time you turn around, everyone around you is having children. But you're not alone. I want to encourage you from my experience and the women around me and the women of the Bible. Stay tuned, part one. In Genesis, we see the example of Sarah and Abraham. In Genesis 12, God gives Abraham a promise. He says, "Now the Lord had said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So it shows that Abraham obeyed God. But there was a question. Sarah was barren, the Bible says. She had no children. So how was this going to come about? But let's go on. Over the process of time and time again, Abraham was obedient and God kept giving him the promise. Genesis 13. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, "Lift up your eyes and look now from the place where you're northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which you see I will give you and your descendants forever." See, God made Abraham a promise that in his seed, his descendants, the whole families of the earth would be blessed. How would that be without children? Abraham pondered to himself. He even spoke it and asked God in the later chapters. "If you haven't given me children," Abraham told God, "how is this going to happen?" That is the question. So in the process of time, as Abraham continued to be obedient to God, Almighty God, that God made a promise. And God kept repeating that promise to Abraham. And in Genesis 17, verse 15 and 16, then God said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her and will also give you a son by her. Then I will bless her and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of peoples shall be from her." Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, "Shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child?" And Abraham said to God, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before you." Then God said, "No, Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant and with his descendants after him." See, before this, Sarah gave her maid to Abraham to have a child for her, because in that day, that ancient time, the children that came from the slaves would belong to the matriarch of the family. And so the child would belong to the matriarch of the family in that time. So verse 17 says that Abraham fell on his face and laughed. He is in disbelief. But what's impossible for man is possible with God. And then we see in the latter chapter of Genesis 18, it shows how God visited Abraham and made the final promise right before she got pregnant. So he said, according to the time of life, and behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. And Sarah was listening, and they were both older. The Bible says they were well advanced in age. So what is impossible for man is possible for God. So we see in Genesis 21, 1 through 2, and the Lord had visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. 25 years later, a couple of mistakes in between, but God completed his promise. There are many women in the Bible that God shut their wombs and opened them at the right timing. It is the same with us today. God is a respecter of no person, the Bible says. It says God respects no one. What he's done for somebody in ancient times or hundreds of years ago, he does the same today. God is a respecter of no person. We see in the process of time that Sarah did indeed have a son. They named him Isaac. Means laughter. 25 years from beginning to end for that promise to come into fulfillment. And now all the families on earth are blessed because they get to hear the name of Jesus Christ. What we go through in life, God allows it. It is meant to strengthen us so that we're able to help other people. In this instance, what I've been through is to help other women. And how I've learned is through the Bible and the example of all the women. Today I talk about Sarah because she was one of the characters that I truly believe God spoke to me through her infertility and through her waiting patiently and impatiently, her mistakes, and how it helped me cope with my infertility for many years. So right now I'm going to release a prayer for you to start your journey in asking the Lord for your promised child. Over the years that I was infertile, I prayed for other women to conceive, and God blessed them. Just recently, a mother, her daughter's trying to get pregnant for years, and they did infertility and whatnot, and they finally conceived, and I've had them consistently on my prayer board. So right now, this journey might be new for you, or might be existing, continuing. Some people have been trying for 6 months, some have been trying for a year, 2 years, some 5 years, but some were 15 years like me, and God is good. So right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just come to you, Father, trusting that there is a rainbow at the end of this journey of infertility. And as this series of encouragement that you put on my heart to speak to other women, I would pray right now that you would open up their heart to understand why you've allowed each of us to go through infertility. Help them on their journey, whether it be through in vitro, through a natural process, through going through doctors, Lord God. I pray that right now that you would open up understanding to each person that comes to this channel, to this prayer, to this encouragement. Help them, give them a strategy. Show them through the examples of the women in the Bible. And as we continue this journey in part two, Lord God, I pray that you would bless each person that hears this prayer. Bless them with the child, Lord God. Bless them on this journey. And I pray that you would protect their heart, their mind, their womb as they go through this, because it's a long process and it's a can be a grueling process, Father God. Bless their heart. Encourage them, Holy Spirit. And I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So as we continue on this series, I pray that you would come back and that you would re-listen to everything that I've spoken, and that it would just mesh in your heart that God means it for good. Whatever the enemy means for evil, God turns it always for good. So I'll talk to you in the next encouragement session. God bless you.